So let's review. Amar Resh Lakish. Abar Dvarm Ha'Oisa Oisin Dama B'Roishle U'Mishchai B'Navshay. Resh Lakish lists four activities that make somebody so susceptible to being hurt by Shaydim that it is like taking his life into his own hands. Hamnifna Bein Deka L'Kaisel. One who blocks the only path in a space smaller than four amas by going to the bathroom between a palm tree and a wall. V'Ha'Oiver Bein Shnei Dekalim. One who walks between two palm trees when there is no public road that goes in between those trees. Hashaysim mayim sh'ulim. One who drinks water that are cut and borrowed in the field. Other beverages don't carry the same risk. V'ha'ivr al mayim shfuchin. One who passes over spilled water in a place with lots of sorcery, or in a place that does not have lots of sorcery, but the water never had dirt or saliva put into it, never had the sun or 60 steps pass over it, and the person is barefoot and not on a donkey. Tarabon, Shloisha Eimim Matzin, V'loimis Matzin. The Brisa identifies three things, a dog, a palm tree, and a woman, that a man should not pass between or cause them to pass between him and somebody else. Other Tanaim say the same is true of a pig and a snake. Amiram have suggested Pesukim to recite if somebody violates this advice. In particular, having a need to walk between two men, if at the beginning of a cycle one will die, and if at the end of a cycle, they will get into a fight, unless they remedy it by saying a given pasuk. If a person notices two women on opposite sides of a road facing each other, they're probably practicing kishruf, and they should either take another path, walk through while holding a friend's hand, or say a certain incantation. If a man meets a woman when she is on the way out of a mikvah, whichever one has marital relations first will be possessed by a spirit of immorality, unless they say a certain incantation. The Gemara moves on to discuss the danger of sleeping in different types of shade frequented by demons or evil spirits. Amar B'Yitzchak, Maidach Siv, Gam Ki Eilech B'Geitz Al-Mavis, Lo Irira, Ki Ata Imadi. When the Pasuk says that a person walking in the valley of death will not be afraid because Hashem is with him, it refers to somebody who sleeps in the shade of a lone palm tree in the field that is not covered in the shadow of any other palm tree, or a lone palm tree in a chatzar, even if the shade of another palm tree touches it, or the shade of the moon at the end of the month when the moon is in the east and its shade is in the west. Once we are discussing palm trees, the Gemara points out the dangers in going to the bathroom by the stump of a palm tree, leaning your head on the stump, and stepping over a fallen palm tree without putting his foot on the tree. Chamisha Tulihava. There are five types of shade where demons can be found, particularly trees that have lots of branches or wood that can hurt a person. Rav Kahana would stay away from the shade of old trees. Be Pirchi Ruchi, de Be Zerata Shida, de Be Igri Rishbi. The Gemara identifies the names of demons that are found in different places, and the nature of certain demons in order to aid in writing an amulet that will effectively ward off the demons. The Gemara also tells a few stories to illustrate how important this information can be. The Daf concludes with examples of things that are dangerous to do because they can cause blindness, poverty, or anxiety. Amrav Yosef, Hanitlas Mili, Yahav Arvoina Linahira. Three activities can cause a person to go blind. One who combs his hair when it's dry, drinks from the last drips of a wine barrel, or puts on his shoes when his feet are wet. Several things can make a person poor. Hanging bread in a basket in mid-air in the house, but hanging meat is okay, and having bran or bread scraps in the house. Drinking water from plates can cause eye disease, but the following several activities can cause varying amounts of anxiety. Eating cress, bloodletting, getting a haircut or cutting fingernails without washing one's hands afterwards, putting one's hands on the upper lip, putting one's hands on the forehead will make one tired.